say my name.
ESPN 97.5.
Damn right. Damn right.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, second hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this Tuesday in the big city as we are rocking and rolling and sorting through social media while we talk to little Astros and a bunch of other stuff, including Wheel of Fortune. News of the day, Ndamukong Suh expected to sign a one-year deal with the Buccaneers, his third team in 3 years. Said Florida having no state tax is going to help with him recouping some money. This coming a day after the Bucs parted ways with defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, a long mainstay all-pro caliber defensive lineman for the Bucs that they just mutually decided to let walk.
I was a little surprised in that, but... Man, when it comes to the NFL, these hoes ain't loyal. They don't care about you.
It was the bottom line.
Yeah, it was the $13 million that he was due in 2019. Yeah. They didn't want to pay that. And, I mean, this is why... Okay, what exactly happened to Gerald McCoy having $13 million left to be paid to him in 2019 and the Bucs just saying, nope, and he gets nothing? This is exactly why you see guys like Le'Veon Bell holding out. So the next time you want to get mad at a football player for trying to get his money, remember guys like Gerald McCoy who are out of a job because the NFL is structured in a way that it can cut these guys at any time and not have to pay them. So these guaranteed contracts and this money that these guys are demanding and holding out for, they're doing it for a reason.
Oh, no doubt about it. But yeah, and there's no, and yet again, we talk about all the different leagues and their players' associations, and when the deals are up, the negotiations have to continue. There's no more violent sport, obviously, aside from what we would say boxing or MMA. But for the most part, of the big four, the most violent of the sports has the least amount of guaranteed contracts of all four major leagues. That is a travesty when these guys are putting their butts on the line with the violence that they have to go through on a week by week basis.
Yeah. And they even said, like I saw a quote here, you hate to see good football players go, but this is a decision we felt that needed to be made in order to allow us and Gerald the ability to move forward. And basically what that means is they had to sign White, their first round draft pick, and they needed the money. They only had $2 million in cap space, so they had to make a move. So the one move that they make is the guy that they feel like is old and over the hill, but a guy who really did a lot for that franchise and put in work, model citizen. Yep. Just a weird deal in football.
So it essentially, really Ndamukong Suh becomes their Wade Miley. And Dallas Keuchel is their McCoy, and they didn't want to pay Dallas, so they brought Wade Miley in to replace him, and that's why Ndamukong Suh was going to sign with the Buccaneers.
And what was his contract? How much was it?
Did they get
the terms?
I have not seen the terms yet. It's a 1 year deal, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot cheaper than the
13. No doubt,
because Ndamukong Suh was one of the only free agents out there waiting for that deadline where there wasn't compensatory picks for the team.
Yeah,
because he hadn't gotten a sniff from anyone.
Yeah, how old is Sue now?
I would guess 31.
He is 32.
Okay.
So you basically replace a 31-year-old vet who had been with your organization with a 32-year-old vet who's a little bit cheaper so that you could sign your first-round pick. So basically what you said is, we ain't loyal.
This is all about
a younger, cheaper draft pick and an older, cheaper guy versus you that's been here. And that's fine. That's business. That's how this works. That's what happens in a sport with a salary cap and non-guaranteed contracts. So, again, I'll tell you, don't get mad when the players do what they do to get their money.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because that's just all kinds of wrong. But
no, you're absolutely
financially,
right.
Fiscally, and business-wise, it makes sense.
Yeah, so there's the news of the day, basically, out of the NFL. Other than that, did you check any of the basketball game last night?
I did not.
I was watching it. I would fall asleep. I would wake up. I would see it get closer. I would fall asleep. And then I actually saw the end of regulation and overtime. Mm. and it ended exactly how I thought it would. I just, you know, there was just Portland, great effort. And again, the one
good
thing.
Good job. Good effort.
Yeah. But
good job. Good effort.
Here's the thing. And we talk about this from time to time. Some teams like to protect their players more than others. Yeah. And some are the old school that just say, when you suck, you suck. But don't give me this Damon Lillard has a separated rib after he goes like two for the world.
Adam was missing a rib and he still fathered civilization. So
it's all about.
You're like,
I'm not going to. I'm not even going to repeat the line. I like, can't do it.
Okay. It's all about what?
The females have it so much worse.
They have it worse?
You just got done explaining it in hour number one.
Well, that's true.
It's on the inside.
Touche.
So yeah, the crazy and the funny thing was, after all is said and done, I don't need the excuses, and I commend Lillard for playing. I didn't ever doubt that he wasn't going to play, but don't start all of a sudden only mention it. I don't think these rib injuries and things like that came up when you were making your threes. It was only when you were off.
Right.
But that last shot that they got off, and just some of the, I don't know. Portland's a really talented team, and going forward, they're going to get even better. But I think that they really...
Do you think the series is different if Nurkic was healthy?
Oh, for sure.
Do you think that they... I mean, I don't think...
But they
think,
can say, on the flip side, they can say the same
sure,
thing.
Sure, with Durant. And I'm not
Boogie.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
Because then Nurkic has a bigger problem.
Good point.
Right?
Yeah.
And the fact... But I say this. Boy, they haven't lost a game since they went back to the Kevin Durant-less lineup when they went to playing like they used to play. It is a...
Remember that
fun
stat?
Brand of basketball to watch.
Do you remember that stat that Charlie gave out that we've mentioned
they've
on the show?
They've only lost like one time in almost 30
games. So
they
were 26-1 without Durant but with Steph, and now 22-23 with Durant but no Steph.
Now add four more wins
yeah.
And no so more losses.
30-1.
30-1.
Without Durant but with Steph and the rest of the boys.
His range is just sick.
Yep.
So the Warriors have secured their spot in the finals after beating the Blazers, and they will wait for the winner of the Bucks and Raptors, which play game four tonight in Canada. How do you see that one playing out?
I still stick with the Bucks to win that series.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see how
it plays
out. I don't
know when what. Obviously, that's all a crapshoot when we try to predict it and what. I could see it going seven, though. Both these teams are pretty evenly matched.
Yeah, and obviously, I think Milwaukee's a deeper team, but yeah. Milwaukee's streakier, too.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get out of Kawhi every night. The Greek Freak, you're not expecting to get 12 points one night after having big nights for most of the playoffs.
Right.
And then you got to rely on guys that are kind of up and down. So we'll see what happens. But I hate how the media loses their mind. You know, after the first two games, the Bucks were already penciled into the championship. And now it's like, hey... Toronto
they do that
makes,
every series.
Yeah, and it just every game by game, it's...
I mean, hell, we did that. Let's be real.
The Boston-Milwaukee series.
Yeah, we're guilty of that on occasion as well. Yeah. I think it's human nature. You see that, and it's almost that what have you done for me lately thing.
Mm-hmm. You see
exactly what you saw versus, you know, the past, and it's hard to predict the future, but what's in front of your face is what you react to.
And it's a product
of the...
And
if you see a butt whooping on one side, you think, oh, well, that's just going to be an ass whooping that whole series.
And it's a product of the news cycle going from 24 hours to 24 minutes. And the minute you see a loss and you regurgitate the score, you go, well, this is over.
Yeah.
And then 24 hours later, if the other team wins, now they're in control. No, they're really not. Nothing really changed. And I thought you'd get a kick out of this. So the Bay Area news stations, assuming that the Warriors would win game four, sent out some of their reporters. And one of the reporters from San Francisco decided that it'd be a good idea to interview Blazer fans and ask them about their prediction for the series. This reporter caught a Blazer fan that was a little overzealous in what he thought was going to happen the rest of the way.
Now, this was before game four?
Before game four.
Okay.
He let him have it. Check this out.
You're out of your mind. Blazers in seven. In a heartbeat, way easy. Dame's going to take it to him with a bruised rib or a separated rib. Doesn't matter. It's going to be the Blazers in seven, and then they're going to win in five against Milwaukee.
Okay, as you can see, cannabis is plentiful here in Portland.
You got to love the blind enthusiasm and, let's just be real, stupidity of some fans.
Oh, in Portland?
Portland is seven! Blazers, they're down 3-0.
If you could see that guy's
seven,
face, dude.
Is he baked?
He hung out waiting for the reporter, thinking like
yeah,
he was
going to
give him credit for
this
being a real...
This is what you wanted.
And instead he got the line and he went, Wait, what?
What? This is what you wanted. I'm a fanatic. I love the Blazers no matter what. I don't let reality and truth get in the way of my fandom.
And truth be told, I live there. The Kool-Aid drinkers, you think the rowdies and all that are like a little off their rocker? When you're the only game in town.
Yeah. Portland Timber.
Okay, when you're on the only game in town, I'm telling you right now, the over the top
really
Blazer fans,
yeah,
the we believe is taken to a whole new level.
Oh.
I will never forget too, and boy, it's on both. The passion is there, but like the night we lost on the Lillard shot,
the
Rockets.
Being, oh, okay.
And we're taking the bus from the building back to the hotel. We had fans chasing the bus. Throwing things and like you suck signs and
what?
Yeah, it's like you won, you win, just go away.
Exactly.
And they just kept. Yeah, they're a little.
That's
they're,
creepy.
Yeah,
they're a little. They're a little. Over
they're
the
a
top.
Little on edge. Yeah.
Well, it's good to be a fan. It's not good to be an idiot.
That's a bad combo.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Now, if your fandomonium has reached idiot levels, it's not a good combination.
Right.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Lots to get to. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. So if you want to join us, there's still plenty of time. HRNP listener line 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
Loot and Raid rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number 2. 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You've taken us on the go. Makes us very happy. You are a suspect, and we appreciate you.
Hey, Joel.
Yes.
We are inviting people to take the day off work and party with us. Well, not necessarily party, but spend the day with their favorite sports station. Enjoy a round of golf at the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational. It's presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting ProVision. The tourney this year is going to be held on Wednesday, June 5th at 11:30 a.m. at the Wildcat Golf Club. When you sign up, each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Texadelphia, dinner from Fajita Pete's, a custom ESPN 97.5 Gust Buster umbrella, the number one umbrella for all professional golf tours, and 18 holes of golf at Wildcat. There are literally a few spots left. And when I say literally, I mean there are 3 teams left. That's it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they are going fast and moving quickly. So register now, ESPN975.com, ESPN975.com. Get signed up. That's going to be a lot of fun. I saw they were auctioning the ability to play with LZ. It was at $1,000 at one point.
John and LZ together, I think.
Was it both? I thought Lance said
just play
with
me. On
their
show, they were talking about auctioning off a team. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe they separated them.
Yeah. Because
Granato said, I think, you know what? Initially, it was supposed to be the two of them together, and they separated. Granato's got his own group.
That makes
Lance
sense.
Has his own. Yeah, sure should.
Yeah. So I could see, like, Lance was at 1,000 at one point. I'd be curious to see. Do you think they make it a competition? With you and me, it would definitely
no
be
doubt.
A competition of who got whose auction
no
ended higher.
Question.
And then the other one would be mad if the whoever lost would be like pissed off. And I wonder if they had that, if that's maybe why they split up. And then if Lance gets more money, if he's like, see, John, I told you, I'm the man. Told you.
Our groups would.
This is the
you
bench.
And I would probably be stepping out of it at some point. And our groups would end up fighting.
Like gang fight?
Yep.
Yeah.
It would be like Warriors come out to play stuff.
Yeah.
Like on the meet me behind the green on the 13th hole, bitch. It's on. And then we would just be like, you guys work that out. And whichever team's standing, we'll join you and finish the round.
We do support violence on this program, maybe more than we should. Maybe more than most other shows.
Maybe.
Especially infighting amongst the listeners. We really support that.
Big time. As long as we're out of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So, yeah, they were auctioning them. Too bad we didn't get to play.
Well, we won't be able to because we'll be on the air.
Yeah, it starts at 11,
we'll
right?
be out there, but yeah, there's no way we could play.
We are out there, right?
Yeah, we're broadcasting live. And everybody is all
I should
day.
Put that on my calendar before I forget. What was it, June 5th?
That is a fear of mine lately.
I'm so bad about that.
That normally I used to get the emails that come with the downloadable to add to the schedule kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I just
lately, you don't get those anymore?
No. And lately when the schedule comes out, I'm always like, because there's revisions all the time. I'm like, one of these days we're going to miss a remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Well,
Waiting for that day.
It happens. It's, you know, this is one of those things.
The Nick Sciarra Show coming to you live from Gal Media.
No, because we'll be here and then we'll have to do the first 30 minutes or so.
Not like that hasn't been done before.
Exactly.
We've either been in a remote and had to drive back.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've done our share of goodwill.
That's when Nick's like, oh, we're having technical difficulties here on The Usual Suspects.
With Nick Sciarra.
Yeah. Nick will be
very nice. That's just how it's going to be from now on.
Joel and Barry are missing, and we don't know when they'll be back. So, hey, I'll run things from here.
That is so funny that you had that planned.
See, there you go.
Yeah, that's how he is. First, he was trying to get rid of me. Now he's just trying to be a group effort. He's trying to have two solo shows back to back. Charlie Palillo and then Nicholas Sciarra.
You know he's going to go get Dell, though. He'd bring Dell in. He did the last time when we were stuck in traffic, when we had to commute back for the bet from the equipment that didn't work at the remote. He and Dell were having a heyday.
Well, I threw him a bone because when he needed a filling, he chose me. But now he's all like filling in solo. So I'm like, you know what?
You threw him a bone.
Yeah.
Damn. And then that's how he did you.
Well, he threw me a bone and I was returning the favor. So, how I should work.
So y'all boned each other. Now, when he had an opportunity to fill in again, he chose to
leave me out, I feel like. I don't remember the last time he chose me to be his co-host.
Y'all aren't loyal amongst the producer community.
I thought Dell and I were cool. I don't know what happened.
It's because you're not black.
Neither is he.
I was just going to say the same thing.
You are an awful person. Wow. You're both African-American, though.
That's not my name.
Technically?
Dale.
That's technically, not, you're both African-American.
That's not my name, John. That's not my name. Dale. That's not my name, John.
Yeah, that's not been running for a while.
No, and he's still every time.
When did he fill in? What show?
I don't know. I'm just stirring it up. I'm pretty sure.
You are such...
I don't even...
Boy, you're just the pot stirrer. Aren't you just throwing him
on the
bus?
Oh, I'm
the
pot stirrer on this show.
Yeah, that's tough right there. You can't call him that.
I think if we threw out a Twitter poll right now...
You are the soup ladle
Laminac would
of
win
pot
that poll.
Stirrer.
No, I'm not.
Who is?
You.
No way. You or Granato?
Me or Granato?
Oh, Granato's the king of that.
Oh, Granato's always
stirring
it up.
He'll start it up and get it like show on show crime and everything like that, and then just sneak out. Just be like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we should see those guys fight. Who doesn't want to see them fight? I got to go.
Yeah. Look, is this news again? See, this is awful.
That's ESPN, though.
Selfie news.
If it gets to the point where ESPN is getting their reporters to go out there with their phone.
I'm just going to boycott TV news altogether.
You just might as well just watch everything off of your computer anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Somebody said, what happened to the GoFundMe to get a sponsor segment for Lawn Talk with Barry?
It died just like Nick's grass.
Did we do?
Why are you asking us? We don't want to see it happen.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure you're the one who initiated that segment.
So why are you asking us for whatever happened to that? Well, you figure it out.
You pop a mental, Brighton. Increase your mental focus and concentration is what you need, sir.
You started out so well.
I don't remember there being a GoFundMe. I think the listeners were going to start one. Because we talked about...
You're sure about that,
Yeah,
huh?
I don't think I said it.
You sure?
I would never start my own GoFundMe for Lawn Talk. I don't need to. I'll talk lawn all I want.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. He'll shut you down.
I don't care.
Huh? He's got sound effects, microphone control.
Hey, you know what? I can just sit back and get my check. Y'all can turn my mic off all you want. In fact,
I know I aggravated a listener once for turning his mic down.
Mine?
Yeah.
Like that's a good listener.
A listener went up to you and said, man, when Nick turned down your mic, I was so mad.
Oh, that's right.
Who was it?
Because I was giving some advice on
who
something.
Who was it? I'm pretty sure it was a
I
big
don't
guy.
Remember who it was.
Yeah, screw that guy.
But he was like, you were giving good advice on like killing weeds or something, and he turned it down to piss me off.
That guy's probably trying to sign up for Barry's team in the golf tournament right now.
That guy's yard probably looks awful, overrun with weeds, and it's all Nick's fault.
He's got a bunch of shrubs that look like my dead shrub all across the front of his house.
Wow. There we go. That's a great way to wrap up the first half of the show. Plenty more around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nine in the books, 90 still to go. It's the Usual Suspects show on ESPN 97.5. And sometimes the best laid plans, when you least expect it, Nick, and we knew he was in a good mood, you don't see the mood crusher coming until the elbow goes bam right on top of his head.
Good times.
With that, the second half kickoff. What's going on?
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
What's up? All right.
Hey, where do you...
I thought you were going to bring it up. Well, don't want to talk about it.
All right. I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
So, the Buffalo Bills issued number 32 to a rookie running back.
Oof.
How do you feel about that?
That's probably not smart.
Since 1977, when O.J. Simpson stepped away, that number 32 has been issued by the Buffalo Bills.
The player requested it. The number wasn't retired, and they honored it.
But think about who we're talking about now. And I understand the off-the-field stuff.
Right.
But on the field, legendary running back of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. But I think part of what you're seeing is the NFL's issue with public perception. And if you hang on to that jersey, then people are like, why are you hanging on to OJ's number? So by giving it away, you're saying, you know what? We understand what he did for this franchise, but what he did off the field was worse. And we don't condone that. So we're not. And so that's, I think, without having to come out and say it, that's kind of their point. If you give out that number and you let someone else wear it, that's what you're saying. That person, we appreciate what he did, but it wasn't that important to us.
Here's where I'm at in this. Because the thing that bothered me for years was when I used to see the Steelers wearing 88 and 82 and, you know, 32, all the legendary Steeler numbers. And I'm going, first of all, you're going to run out of numbers. And the Ring of Honor is the best way to go. But just put the guys, you can put the number that he wore and his name, but just under the assumption that we only got so many numbers. We'll be very particular in who we give them out to, possibly, you know? Like, think about it. The Greek Freak is wearing Ray Allen's number.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be exceptions to the rule. But at some point, you're going to run out of numbers. But in this case,
yeah, but in basketball, you run out a lot less.
Right. The Celtics are the closest. They've got like 86 numbers retired. But
yeah, but still, go up to 99.
I get it. But at the same time,
it's a little different.
The longer that these sports are with us, you're going to start running out of numbers. Sure. I think the Ring of Fame is the way to go. And then if you're the Buffalo Bills, say, look, we appreciate all he did, but part of the thing that we do to put someone in the Ring of Honor is we have standards about overall.
Right.
And once those standards are violated with some of the things he did off the football field, I'm just yanking it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way I would go about it.
That's not bad. But that's not a bad thought.
Yeah, I mean, and even for the rookie, I understand you're partial to a number, but do you want to have that sitting It's almost like you get bad juju out of that.
You think so?
I just would feel like there would be a bad aura about it if I went and decided I'm going to wear. Okay, if every team was doing this and you're a running back, you're going to go to the Bears and ask for 34?
No, but that's different. Walter Payton never allegedly killed anyone.
Right. But even still, I wouldn't do it for Walter Payton. But with OJ, I just think it would be bad luck. I wouldn't want that.
Now, I mean, what was his name on the Panthers that killed that chick?
Ray Caruth.
Yeah. What number did he wear?
Good question.
You gave me that number. What's the difference?
He wasn't legendary on the field.
Okay. But right? Still, at some point.
Because you can't argue OJ was legendary on the field.
Absolutely,
right?
He was the legend on the field. But at some point, you, as an organization, I think the Bills have to make a decision and say, do we value what he did on the field more than disagree or, you know, hold him accountable for what he did off the field? I wouldn't even say disagree. Everybody obviously disagrees. But, no, I shouldn't say obviously.
Not everybody.
There are some Blazer fans
thought that they were going to win in seven.
There are actually OJ, like, apologists and stuff like that. It's, ugh.
Big.
Anyways, words matter, so I had to correct myself. Mm-hmm. But I think that as an organization, you have to make that decision. And it looks like the Bills, maybe no one had ever asked for 32 until now. And they were like, you know what? They made the decision after it happened that next time someone wants to wear 32 as a running back, we're going to give it to them. So maybe that was the case. Maybe they were just like, yeah, we're OJ, we appreciate what he did, but we can't condone what he did off the field. Therefore, we're moving on as an organization. I could see it.
Obviously, they put some thought into it because they said they had never issued it since 77. So there was...
But maybe just nobody asked?
No, I don't think so. But because...
I mean, it was not that far off from when he had the incident. 87, 97, that's
77.
What,
77.
Right, but I'm
last.
Saying the incident was in 94.
So when he walked away from the Bills, they basically had an unwritten...
It was only 13 years after the fact, right? Or what? 17 years after the
17
fact?
17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Mm. Not a massive window. I know it sounds like it's a massive window, but it isn't.
17 seasons, 17 drafts.
I just think that they had like an unwritten agreement in the organization that it just wasn't going to be issued. And maybe it's never been retired because in the years following, maybe they were just delinquent and thinking about what they were going to do, and all of a sudden the other stuff popped up and we're like, now we're not doing anything. Because you don't want to draw attention to something like that.
No, you certainly don't.
Right?
No, I don't know. I think this is just the organization saying, look, we're moving on from that. We want to distance ourselves from him in that regard. We're never going to retire that number because of what he did. Might as well give it to somebody.
Yeah. Maybe it's a fresh start. Maybe yeah. It's a way of thinking of, hey, we don't like being associated with him all the time now, so we're moving forward.
Yeah.
All right.
But so. If he does turn out to be an amazing player, then, you know, they'll forget about OJ. You never know.
That's true.
Like, if he's an amazing Hall of Fame player.
If he's a Hall of Fame running back. It doesn't sound like this is the guy for that.
It doesn't. No.
Mostly a special teams type player. But if he becomes Rudy of the NFL suddenly, then more power to him. But, yeah, I mean... I think you're probably right. I think it's probably looking for a fresh start, time to move on.
This was a good chance for them to say, plant their flag in the ground that we're not retiring his number. We're moving on from OJ and his legacy and whatever it was. We're past all that now.
Right.
Let's move forward, and this kid's going to get this number, and we'll start over.
We should have numbers. I'd want my number retired.
What number would you wear?
Three? One, two, and three.
Why three?
Because there's three people on the show.
You didn't have a favorite number, or
yeah.
Growing up, I had five was my number.
That was five was your number.
Yeah.
Okay.
My basketball jersey number.
Okay.
I don't really have a favorite number. I guess my birthday. I don't know.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Like with the equipment managers, the first thing they ask is because Clyde wore 22 because he was born on June 22nd.
Right.
So a lot. That's one of the first
he
things.
Was?
They, yeah.
That's my dad's birthday. Was
so,
it really?
Yep. So that's a lot of reasons. When they're asking what number do you want to wear when they're coming out of college and they get to their first pro team, a lot of people look at the birth date and go, well, they give them the update right away, like three's retired, or you can't do this, or you can't. Or if they wore a certain number in college, they'll be like, yeah, that's...
One of the Rockets championships was on June 22nd. Did he win on his birthday? Did they win the championship on his birthday, possibly?
I don't know if that was the first, 94 or 95.
I think 94 they won it on the 22nd because they swept the Magic in 95, so they were done earlier. That would be my guess.
Interesting.
I wore 21, by the way.
Did you? Yeah, was that your favorite number, or what was the reason for 21?
I don't even remember now how it got. Oh, you know why? Roger Clemens. When I was growing up and pitching, I always wanted to pitch like Roger Clemens. And so I wore 21 for Roger Clemens.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
And so I wore it through college, and they used to, the nickname was, ironically, was the Rocket Man because of the whole Clemens thing.
Oh, okay.
I was a left-handed 21, but I, you know, to do all that.
So you were a huge Clemens fan.
Yeah. And then ironically, I ended up working for the Rockets, but yeah, it was always Rocket Man now, in college.
Now, have you met him? Have you gotten that chance?
I've met him in the back hallways of the Compaq Center a few times. Just briefly was introduced, but never really had any conversations with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but that was kind of cool.
Very cool. And he's I don't care what you talk about, steroids or whatever you want to bring into. As a pitcher, that dude is a large man.
Like fat or just
no,
built?
Like just, you know, yeah, almost built like a linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I can remember because in the Compaq Center, the hallways where the locker rooms were, it was rounded and it wasn't really wide. But Shaq was the one guy that I said, I think I told you this before on the show, consumed almost three quarters of the hallway. He was just that massive. But Clemens was like half the hallway. He was just a very strong and tall.
You can say ripped.
It wasn't about ripped. It was more about like, I couldn't believe a pitcher had that much like muscle
Mongo?
On him.
But like more like Mongo from Blazing Saddles?
No, but like shoulders and wider.
Yeah.
And more like a guy that would be like a cleanup hitter than what you would imagine would be a pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, don't know if you know this, but GetUpside is out there giving cash back to people. And if you don't have the GetUpside app on your phone, what are you doing with your life right now? Why are you leaving money at the pump? Why are you leaving money at the table? Do yourself a favor right now on your phone. Put GetUpside on there. It's in the App Store. Totally free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. In fact, you don't have to pay a dime to use it. It doesn't cost anything. There's no catch. Its sole reason for being is to get you cash back in your pocket. That's what it does. When you download it and put it on your phone, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up through the app. You're going to love this. Look, here's how it works. It's real simple. GetUpside gets you cash back when you buy gas or when you eat out at any of the restaurants, over the 100 of restaurants that are listed in the GetUpside app around the city of Houston. And there are hundreds of restaurants. And there are over 500 gas stations. So it's not like you're wasting your time with two or three. You've got tons of options. There's gas stations and food in your area where you work, I'm sure. There's gas stations and food where you live, I'm sure. So that is for me. In fact, today after the show, I got to get gas. I'm going to the Shell station over here at Westheimer and 610. 11 cents a gallon cash back on my fill up is what I'm going to get. I'm not wasting that money. I'm not leaving it at the pump because I'm using GetUpside. And these businesses, they want your business. That's why they're partnering up with GetUpside and offering you these cashback deals. But you can only get these deals through the GetUpside app. And it's free money. I mean, it's literally free money that you're not getting if you don't have GetUpside. And remember the promo code Barry, because that gets you extra savings on that first fill up when you use the app. And look, it's gas stations like Shell and Exxon. It's restaurants like Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, Candelaria's if you want pizza, Cyclone and I's if you want some good Mexican food. All out there, all easy to use and get to, and the cash is yours to keep. All you do, pay with a debit card, take a picture of your receipt, upload it. It's that simple. Guys, don't leave money at the pump. Don't leave money at the table. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, get that cash back, and thank me later.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, putting the finishing touches, hour number two, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Tuesday, way back Wednesday tomorrow, as we continue to stack them and rack them.
What is that? Stack 'em and rack 'em. Look show. At you.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes the words make more sense than others.
Stack 'em and rack 'em.
When I'm just throwing words out there. Sometimes it works better than others, you know?
Somebody texted and said, Madison Bumgarner available. Do the Astros shoot their shot?
Doesn't matter. Didn't you hear?
No.
He gave a list of teams he would not play for.
Oh?
And the Astros were on that list.
Aha! I wouldn't have done it anyway.
Astros, Red Sox. It was really bizarre, but he basically almost singled out teams that were winning.
And said he didn't want to play.
Yeah, he put a list, a full list out there of teams he didn't want to play for, and the Astros were on that
really?
List.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
I mean, he's what, 4 years removed from his last
big
good
year.
Season, 2016?
Been hurt.
3 years. Because yeah,
this now year. He'd be a better designated hitter than Tyler White, but other than that, I don't know. But from a starting pitching perspective, what
4-9
at.
played in 17 games in 2017, 6-7 in 21 games in 2018. He's 3-4 in 10 games in 2019. ERAs of 3.32, 3.26, and now 4.21 this year. And people were like, oh, well, you know, you could send Corbin Martin and maybe get him. Or you could send some of these. Why? I mean, unless you're sending guys like Kyle Tucker and Tyler White, I wouldn't do it. I would not send the top end of my farm system for a Bumgarner. I would not do it.
I'm totally with you. And again, he's basically shown his hand in the fact that he wouldn't stay long term.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not near, as you mentioned, anywhere near where he was when he was at the peak of his career.
He'd be a free agent.
Right, at the end of the year.
Is it the end of this year or next year? Let me look up his contract.
I think it was at the end of, I think it was at the end of this year.
I thought it was, maybe I read it wrong. I thought it was at the end of 2020, but maybe it's after 2019. Yeah, for 2020. Let me look it up real quick.
Because either way, he's a little bit past his prime, and the ERA is up, and you can't put that all on the Giants, even though they're not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be a free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah.
There's no way I would give away top prospects for a guy who is fading in his career already and isn't going to stick around. And I guess it's a moot point because he doesn't want to be here anyway. So, yeah. Okay.
So, that answers that.
Yeah.
You see that Chris Long quit?
But I wouldn't have done it. No. Chris Long, I did see that.
It was crazy. I mean, there's a guy that did everything his own way. He just on his own terms, his own way. You know, he won back-to-back Super Bowls with the Eagles and then the Patriots. And he just decided to put on social media a picture of supposedly it's him, but just holding a red Solo cup in a chair, looking over like a mountain range and everything like that. And he basically said, cheers, it's been a hell of a journey, 11 years, and I can honestly say I put my heart and soul into every minute of it, highs and lows. I've seen them both. I appreciate the perspective, gratitude, and love to those who lifted me up. He's done.
Talk about a great dude.
No question.
He's a great dude. He's the one that played for free 1 year so the money could go back to schools in Philly.
Yeah, that's the first thing I started thinking about, though, was how many years of salary did he give away, and now he's quitting football. But you know what? His old man has shown you. He's got a future, whether it be in broadcasting or he's so well-spoken. He's so passionate about different causes.
I know, and he was doing the I don't remember what the name of the cause is, but he basically went to Africa and was drilling water wells for villages and small towns in Africa, and Barkley just donated $45,000 to have
he
one.
He did. I saw that for
drilled through the Chris Long organization,
but associated with Malcolm Brogdon. Yeah. Malcolm Brogdon has been doing it. I saw that, and he right on air. He told Malcolm Brogdon, "Put me down for one well, $45,000. He's going to do it."
Yeah,
and he will do it too.
Yeah, and there was something else that
he
Long
won Man
did.
Of the Year, NFL Man of the Year last year. So they said it's going to be rare that you find a guy that performed as well as he did on the field, won back to back Super Bowls, and won NFL Man of the Year. That shows you
what kind of guy.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about. I'm going. He's so generous, and he's given away his salary a couple years, and it's like, and now he's walking away. I assume he's good.
Oh, you know he's good.
But he's not one of those guys that went out there and, you know, whether he got or was seeking endorsements.
Let's see what his career earnings were. Chris Long, defensive end career earnings were $92
million. Oh, okay.
He's good.
So he did collect on some checks. Yeah. Because when he signed with Philly, it wasn't one of those massive deals. But it was still, you're like, man, you're giving a whole year of salary.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
So he walks away.
Yep.
Hell of a family of football, though, because his brother's still playing offensive line.
There was something, too, about like 10 years ago, he was there. I wish I could say, I saw all this on Scott Van Pelt, because apparently SVP and him or friends or whatever.
Chris Long?
Yeah. Okay. And so SVP kind of ran the thing. That's how I learned about the wells in Africa and, okay. And some of the other stuff. And it reminded me that, oh, yeah, he did give his money to schools in the Philly area 1 year, his whole salary. But it also, apparently he was like playing the lotto like 10 years ago or something. And people were like, the news interviewed him and they didn't know who it was at first. And it was him. And he's like, yeah, man, you know, maybe I'll buy some boats or something. I don't know. It'd be cool to win. Like they had no idea. And he was just like this regular dude just being like, yeah, it'd be kind of cool, man. I'll just buy some boats. I don't know, 3 or 4 boats. Who knows, man?
I told you that happened here, right?
No idea it was Chris Long.
I told you that happened here where the reported it. George Springer was filling up near the stadium.
Oh, too funny.
And there was a guy named Jake Reiner, Carl Reiner, that directed like.
Yeah, yeah. Carl Reiner. Yeah. Is his
Harry son? Met Sally and all that. That's his son.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was working at Channel 2 and he was interviewing people about gas prices. And he walked up and he's like interviewing Springer and asking all these questions.
Too funny.
And at the end he goes, and can we get your name? So he goes, George. And he goes, your last name? He goes, Springer. And he's like, oh, I knew that. And George is looking at him like, no, you didn't.
You didn't.
Had no clue.
You dumbass.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Yeah. And you can read about it because I don't want to make you guys sick.
Uh-huh.
But one of the parting interview that Chris Long did, he went over the top about raving about the Patriots organization, the intelligence of Belichick, and what a great dude Tom Brady is.
I'm getting queasy.
Yeah. Texans fans don't want to hear about that.
No.
Okay. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got 2 hours in the books, which means 60 minutes on the clock, 1 hour still to go on the show. Plenty of time for you to join us if you'd like to get involved in conversation. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can reach out via Twitter. And if it's good, we'll respond. If it's bad, we'll really respond. And if not, we'll just get you involved in the conversation. Before we head to the break, I do want to tell you that I know a lot of you out there with kids getting ready to get out of school or thinking about a vacation, or a lot of you travel for business, and you're looking for a way to save money. Well, I'm telling you right now, there's only one place to go when you're looking for hotels. It's besthotelrates.com. It's all in the name. You go to besthotelrates.com, you enter your dates of travel and your destinations, and they've done all the work for you. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated deals with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. A lot of the hotels you've probably already stayed at, really clean, nice, fantastic hotels. But the best part is they've negotiated better prices. So when you go through them to book your hotel rates, they pass the savings on to you. You don't have to do anything but just go to the website and go through them. It's easy, it's fast, and you know what? It's safe and secure too. They make sure that they get only the best rooms that are safe, in great locations, and are perfect to fit your needs, and they negotiate the prices so you don't have to haggle. So you'll probably stay at places you've stayed at before, but probably for a lot less money. It's the way travel should be. So the next time you're getting ready to plan a trip, head on over to besthotelrates.com, and like I said, top-notch customer service. They're going to back up your reservations. They're going to listen to everything that you got going, and they're going to make sure they take care of you. It's service with a smile and so much more. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.